At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, from the Roswell Infinity Studio. It is time for North Fulton Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the incredible John Ray. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
You like that introduction every time, don't you?
I like that.
It rings so true, though.
But you do a lot for my ego every Tuesday at 11:30.
That's right. It's the best show in North Fulton County.
It is the best show.
When it comes to talking business, the voice of business.
Because we got great business people.
Right? We do.
That makes our show great.
Yeah. Not today, but normally we do. Oh, actually, we do. We have some great business leaders here in the studio today from Digital First Social Media, Larry Howard. By the way, that was one of the names of the Three Stooges, by the way, wasn't it? Mo, Larry, and Curly, right, Larry?
Yes, it was. I've heard that many times.
You've heard that many times?
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't original, Mike. So yeah,
we're off and running now, and he's in a very bad mood.
Yeah, he's asking us to move on.
Not saying you're a stooge, Larry. I don't even know you, but we will in a second. But Digital First Social Media. Mike Becker is here from Fred's Beds Mattress Clearance. I was hoping Mike would bring a couple samples of some mattresses. We could lay down and check them out, but that didn't happen.
Well, our studio is only so big, right?
Right.
So we might be full quickly, but anyway.
And our friends from Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta joining us once again, one of our biggest supporters, and Nick and Herbert here, and we'll hear from them and find out what's going on at Roswell Infinity. But let's start off with Larry Howard, Digital First Social Media. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Mike. Morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Digital First Social Media is the name of the company. You're the founder. You're the president. Talk about your company, why you got into the business, and what you guys do.
Well, let's see. I guess Digital First Social Media is a social media content, digital advertising, and SEO firm. That's what we offer to our customers. We help them get their businesses online. I spent about 25 years in corporate America as a financial analyst, analyzing other companies in the financial services industry. And my job was eliminated in August 2014 in one of those restructurings. Had a hard time getting excited about going back into corporate America, as I think a lot of people kind of cross that bridge at some point in their life. And was looking at different opportunities, franchises, buying an existing business, all kinds of different things. And when you start looking at those, your head really starts to spin. And I took a step back and really thought about, you know, being a business analyst for 25 years, I came up with about 6 different criteria that I wanted in any business opportunity that I was going to get into. And started looking at everything again. And social media just kind of hit the mark for me. It was something that I thought I could get up in the morning and be excited about doing, could help businesses grow. And I love interacting with businesses. That was one of the things that I really liked about my corporate career. So that's where I'm at today.
Our listeners, Larry, are business owners and entrepreneurs and so forth. I'd love to know, can you remember the 6 criteria that you were looking for when you said, what do I want to do? And what were your 6 things?
Probably won't remember all 6. I know recurring revenue was one of them. I wanted a business that wasn't too techie or faddish, which sounds odd being social media, but I don't think social media is going away.
Yeah. It'll evolve, but it's not going to go away.
Right. I wanted something where I could help people because I enjoyed doing that. Yeah, getting kind of fuzzy on the other ones, but there was, you know, as I was looking at different opportunities, most of them met 3 or 4 or 5, but there wasn't one that met 6.
Okay.
And then the final one was really, is this something that when I get up in the morning, I'd be excited about going to work?
Okay.
And that was really the acid test.
That's a big deal right there. Well, I'm glad you're sitting down because I got some news to share with you. You're not the only social media company out there.
Very true.
There's a lot of them out there. What makes you guys different? What do you guys do best?
You know, I think there's 3 areas of expertise. Number one is social media content. And I think that's probably what we're actually best at. We have a team of dozens of professional writers, and we create content every single day for our customers on all their various channels, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, emails, blogs. It's really about keeping their business top of mind. We help solve what we call the 97% problem, which is for the average small business, about 3% of initial customer interactions might result in a sale. That's the great news. The other news is 97 people don't buy from you. So the challenge is, how do you keep in touch with those folks without offending them? You can call them every day, probably won't work. You could send them an email every 2 days, that'll probably offend them and they'll unsubscribe or whatever. So if you engage them and interest them with good content, you keep your business top of mind. And you really help position yourself as a thought leader and a subject matter expert.
Larry, I think a lot of small business owners know social media from maybe their own consumption of it. They're on Facebook themselves or whatever. But when it comes to applying it to their own business and how to market effectively with their own business, it gets a little confusing. So unravel that confusion for us.
Well, you know, social media is one of those landscapes that it's changing almost every single day. You hear people talk about the algorithm that Google uses or that Facebook uses, and that algorithm changes maybe not every single day, but probably at least every week, and every few months there's a total revamp. So really keeping up with that can be a full-time job. And for most small business owners, I mean, let's face it, they're wearing a lot of different hats, and at some point in time, they really have to start outsourcing some of those functions that they're doing themselves so they can really focus on their core business, which is taking care of their customers.
I think a lot of small business owners look at social media and they see a lot of social media providers out there. And it's a little confusing. That part of it's pretty confusing as well. What differentiates Digital First social media from other competitors?
I would say that the quality of our content. We really believe that at the end of the day, what's going to separate your business from your competitors is the quality of the content. And what I mean by that is you want content that is going to be engaging. And when I say engagement, think about using your thumbs. If it's content, if you're a consumer and you're getting content from a business and it gets you to comment on it, to like it, to share it, to do whatever, if you're using your thumbs, you're engaging their brain. And that's something that almost every form of traditional media, whether it's, you know, TV, radio, billboard, directories, whatever, there isn't many forms of engagement there. So with social media, we really want to get people engaged. And it's all about keeping your business top of mind. So again, those 97 people that didn't buy from you, when they're ready for your product or service, whether it's a month or a year from now, you want to be the first one they think of.
So just to clarify and make sure we've got this right. So content is blog posts, videos, what have you. And part of the assumption, I think, behind that, just to make this clear for our listeners, is that consumers are really looking to be educated, right, before, as opposed to sold to.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what's behind what you're recommending.
Yes. Educated, entertained, informed, sometimes just make them laugh. Anything to keep your business top of mind.
Larry Howard's our guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio. The company is Digital First Social Media. Larry, what do you say to that business owner who's maybe a little old school or old fashioned? They're like, don't quite get the whole social media thing. And so, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, do I really need to do that for my business?
That's a great question, Mike. You know, for a lot of folks that are small business owners, they're maybe in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. Maybe they're not a big consumer of social media. But I have to remind them that it's for their customers. It's not for them. There is 1.8 billion people on Facebook right now, which is pretty interesting when you consider that's about 50% of every internet connection has a Facebook account. There's about 450 million on LinkedIn. There's over 300 million on Twitter. Snapchat, Instagram are coming up on 500 million. That is a huge amount of eyeballs. And for most businesses, if they can capture a few hundred of those as customers, they'll be successful, and we can help them do that.
I always say that if you're not doing digital media or social media, I should say, I mean, you're going to miss an entire generation. I mean, our kids, our grandkids, I mean, that's what they're growing up with. The traditional TV, radio is just not the same anymore.
Absolutely. By 2019, which is only a couple of years from now, millennials will have the most purchasing power. You know, you've got to be blind not to look around and see millennials. They spend all day on their phone. They're all about mobile. They're all about the internet. They're all about being social.
So talk about your value proposition for the small business owner.
That's a great question. I think number one, we're affordable. We have packages starting as low as $250 a month. If I can borrow an automotive term, a nicely loaded package is around $400 to $500 a month. And we also offer turnkey solutions. So we take your social media off your plate so you can focus on other things. We offer turnkey solutions. And number three, we offer you a team of experts. We offer you professional writers, graphic designers, social media strategists, and myself to really get to know your business and how we're going to market your business. So we bring a team approach and help you get your business online, help your business get noticed.
Not bad at all. And you know, for that, you can now concentrate on what your business does, selling the widgets or whatever it is that you do, as opposed to the social media, which has to be done, but does take a lot of time.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, every business owner, if they allow themselves to get distracted, spending their time away from their core business, it's going to be tough for them to be successful.
Right.
So we try to just, our mantra is social media made simple, and that's what we really try to do, is just make it simple for them.
Larry, any final thoughts about digital first social media you want to leave for our listeners?
Well, you know, I guess I'll get back to our mantra, which is social media made simple. I mean, it is complex, but we take the complexity out of it, really try to take care of it so they can focus on taking care of their customers and building their business.
Great. For those that would like to find out more about your company, look into your services, maybe hire out your company. How can they get that information?
My website is digitalfirstsocialmedia.com. And from there, I've got links to all my social channels. So if you want to see the quality of the content, I was actually my first customer. You can go to my Facebook, my Twitter, my LinkedIn, and really see the kind of content that we produce. And it's good. One thing I'm real proud of is our open rate last month for my email was 45.5%. And anybody who knows open rates on email, usually something in the teens is pretty good. Mine was 45.5. And I think that really speaks to the quality. People, in a weird kind of way, they look forward to getting it because it's good, it's interesting, it's length appropriate. So we can do that for your business also.
There's nothing like doing it yourself to show that you can do it, right?
True. I'm eating my own cooking.
Yeah, good deal.
Or walking the walk, as they like to say.
Walking the walk, talking the talk.
Well, Larry, continued success. Thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Larry Howard with Digital First Social Media.
So, Mike, let's talk about Roswell Infinity. Roswell Infinity.
I do not want to talk about
those
guys.
You don't want to talk about Roswell Infinity?
I'm so tired of Roswell Infinity. Every day, Roswell Infinity, Roswell Infinity, Roswell Infinity. We're in the Roswell Infinity studio.
But you know what? They are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country.
I kid. They are the best.
And Herb is
Hi, Herb. Yeah, Herb's
here. He's original too, but that's another subject. We'll get to Herb. But Roswell Infinity aims to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. They've got the social media going too.
They do.
They
great people
over there.
Great vehicles too. And we'll find out more about that when we talk to Herb and Nick in a second. But
yep.
They can't keep the cars on the lot. Talking to Casey over there, the general manager.
They're rolling.
They're getting very involved in the community too, which is really nice to see.
That's great
with
to
the
see.
Local dealership. All right, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from Fred's Beds Mattress Clearance. It's Fred. No, Fred's not here. It's Mike Becker. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing great, guys. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. Fred's Beds Mattress Clearance. Tell us about your company and about the mattresses.
Well, the name hopefully says a lot about it.
Yeah.
We buy discontinued mattresses, overstocks, overruns, and sell them at a deep discount. It's all the major brand names. You've heard of all of them. And we've got them all at great prices. And it's a family-run business. It's my mom, myself, my wife. My best friend is my sales guy, and I got two great delivery guys, and we're lean and mean.
We just bought a bunch of mattresses for my mom's new home. So when you say deeply discounted, what are we talking about here?
50 to 80% off normal retail prices.
There you go.
Where were you like 3 months ago?
Maybe I didn't have a good enough presence on social media.
Well, we can recommend a company for you, by the way. That's great stuff. Fred, I got to ask the question. Who's Fred? I know you wanted me to ask the question anyway, but I'm going to ask it first.
Hopefully he doesn't say it's his mother or his wife, but...
Fred was my dog when I first came up with the concept of the business. So,
are you being serious?
Very serious, yeah. In fact, one of my mentors, John Flack, was having lunch with me one day, and I said, I got to go and check on my dog, Fred. And I came back in, and he goes, Fred's Beds, man. I got the name for your business. And I was like, it's not bad, man. It's not bad. So we went with it. We love it.
Were you drinking at the time, or?
I'm not going to say.
No, I'm just kidding. So how'd you get started? What made you get into this business?
Well, I weaved in and out of corporate jobs, and each job I had in my 20s and early 30s, I seemed to go smaller businesses. And my last job was general manager of a furniture store in Atlanta that was family run, and I ran their business for a little over a year and kind of realized I was good at it and I could do it myself. So I went out and found a great spot to do it and looked for products and found the right stuff and was able to turn it into a great business. We've been in business almost 15 years now.
Wow. I'm finding a theme here. People getting out of the corporate world and going into business for themselves and being very happy. In 15 years, obviously you've had success. Mm-hmm. How has the business changed over those years?
Well, we started out, first of all, we started out in an old rustic schoolhouse and did great business there, but it was not conducive to what we do now. So I'll start there where it was, we did consignment furniture, scratch and dent stuff, a lot of closeout things, but it was it wasn't the slick, clean place that we could do really nice mattresses in. When I started tapping my contacts for the clearance bedding, I realized I needed a little nicer place. So found this great warehouse right on the side of 400 north of here, and got out of the furniture business and really focused on the mattress business. And now we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse with about 150 mattresses on display at all times.
So, Mike, you've got a family business. You work with your mom and your wife. You've got three kids. How do you do all that? Give some advice to business owners that maybe have similar circumstances on how you juggle all that.
Well, you know, I mean, there's priorities, right? So, business came first for many years, but we've been able to grow the business to the point where I am able to spend a lot of time with my family. I've got great people working for me and people I trust, which I think is huge as well. So although I do spend a lot of time working, I can work from home sometimes. We've got a nice system in place where I can do things through the website and stuff. So I just try to keep it all in perspective. I mean, I know what's important and I love my business, but you know, you got to keep it all straight.
So you've had a lot of change over time, over this 15 years, and in terms of how your business has evolved. Talk about how that's occurred, why you made some of the decisions that you made, how that's evolved for you personally in your business.
Well, so the products we did in the beginning were good for the location we were in. But as we wanted to grow, we realized the first business, first concept was off the beaten path. It was not the easiest place to find. And we were constantly giving directions. And I think people would say, it's a little far. I may not go there. So now the building right on the side of 400 is easy to find. We've defined our product, whereas in the beginning, we were all over. Trying this, trying that, and seeing what we are just mattresses. We do, you know, mattress accessories as well, but we really eliminated products that were confusing. And we found the product that we wanted, just stuck with it, and really, really hit the home run with it.
I like how Mike's evolved too, because sometimes businesses try to be the be all for everybody. And you found your lane and your niche, and they say there's riches and niches. And so you found what you guys do best.
Well, we tried everything. And we did find what worked, but we were all over the board for many years, and we realized we should focus on something we're good at.
Well, and I think it's when you're competing like you are against some big names, it's also maybe a little tough to make that decision, right? So talk about, for business owners that are competing against big names, big boxes, if you will, what your experience has been and how you've thrived.
Well, so what we love to say is we are different because of our family values and family business. We are not commission sales folk. We are not trying to strong arm someone when they walk in the door. It's a very laid back approach. Every business has their way of doing things, but ours is to greet the customer, approach them, and just try to give them their space. And we've got this concept from the moment you see our social media, our billboards, our television commercials, or whatever it is that people find us on, to the purchase, to the delivery, We want a smooth transaction. We want it to all feel the same. And so when you walk in the door, we don't want you to feel like it's different than the commercial that you saw or the billboard that you saw. So I think a continuity from start to finish is huge, but also letting your customers make their decisions. We'll guide them, we'll help them, but never do we pressure anybody. And we've hired some folks that have come in, and unfortunately, they weren't able to not pressure the customers. And we said that wasn't our concept, and we weren't able to keep them around.
Mike Becker is the owner and do-all guy, according to the title here, with Fred's Beds Mattress Clearance. And I love your philosophy about business and how you got started and how you run it. Let's get back to the product now. Let's see if we can help sell you some mattresses and beds. You talked about deeply discounted, and these are no longer available by the manufacturers. They're no longer manufactured, I guess. So these are still brand new in their, you know, in their covering and everything. I mean, still wrapped up. I mean, these are not damaged.
They are not damaged.
These are not used or worn.
No, they come in from the manufacturer.
Just discontinued.
Exactly right. And so they're coming in the packaging. We actually recycle the packaging. We open the bags that they come in and put them underneath the bed. So when someone buys it, we actually wrap that bed up for them. So there's not a surprise. It feels different. It's got a different look. And luckily, the turnover is good where not hundreds of people come in and try each bed. But yeah, it's sold right off the floor, and it's a really straightforward concept.
How are mattresses discontinued? They just come up with better ideas, or just don't, how do they discontinue a mattress? A mattress is a mattress.
Well, it's funny. They change covers and names and maybe a little different configuration of the way they make them every 6 or 8 months. So each manufacturer will have a similar mattress coming through the pipeline a few months down the road. So I'll be going out to a furniture convention out in Las Vegas in 2 weeks, where they'll introduce the next lineup. And in 6 months, there'll be another convention where they'll introduce the next lineup. We'll start getting the ones introduced now in 6 or 8 months. So it's not even 2 or 3 years old. Sometimes they're 4 to 6 months old.
So you get quite a selection then. It's not, you know, a lot of the same type of mattresses. You could have a foam mattress, you know, this year. So there's a good selection.
Huge selection.
You know, I'm a Fred's Beds customer. I have to say that. And, you know, when you're spending a third of your life on that mattress, that's worth a little bit of investment with somebody that knows something about mattresses, which you obviously do. So what led you to get into this business? I mean, what makes you so passionate about mattresses, other than the fact you spend a third of your life on it?
It's funny because my wife and I talk about that, and we truly enjoy selling a mattress to someone that is happy with their purchase. We don't want someone to buy something and 2 weeks later be disappointed. We'd like them to spend the time researching, trying out the beds in our store, but truly we care. It's not just a quick sale to try to turn a buck and get the customer out the door. Come back 50 times if you have to try the beds, but we really enjoy the whole sales process to the point where satisfied customers will come to us on Facebook or on our social media and give us great reviews. And most of the reviews say, they didn't pressure me. They let me take my time. And I made a good purchase as opposed to a quick purchase.
They slept on it.
That's my life. That's the ultimate endorsement.
If I had my little dum bum. Don't have any sound effects here in the studio. We got to get some of those.
Yep.
Before we let you go, you know, how long should you keep a mattress? Because I've heard different stories. You know, every 6 years you should change it out. Every 7 years, how does that work?
Well, so there are hygiene reasons to replace a mattress every 8 or 10 years or so. But we tell our customers, like, if it's still comfortable, if you've had it 20 years, maybe that's the line.
Mike, you're a horrible salesperson right now.
I know, right? So
wow, he is different.
Yes.
But the point is that if it's comfortable, I don't want to talk you into buying something. If you're ready for a new mattress, there's a reason you're in my store. If you just want to look around, that's great. But if it's time to buy a bed, let me help you buy a bed. But if your bed's comfortable and you've had it for years and hey, should I just replace it because it's 8 years old? That's your choice, not mine. I will show you what I've got, and I'll definitely guide you in the right direction. And of course, I'd love to sell you a bed. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to pressure you into buying something if you don't need it.
When I saw you were coming on the show, I was joking with my producer, Trey, and I said, listen, I have an old mattress from years ago. How do you get rid of a mattress, an old mattress? Because, you know, the local sanitation won't take it. You can't give it to Goodwill or donate it to anybody. What do you do with an old mattress? How do you get rid of it?
We have a magic wand and we make it disappear.
I need that magic wand.
When we deliver your mattress, we haul off your old one and we have a dump up in the Dawsonville area that will take our discards. And so When business is good, we're taking 3 or 4 truckfuls a week up to them to discard of mattresses. We do charge a little bit for delivery, but that includes the disposing of the old mattresses as well. And that's usually people say like, yes, I just want it out of my life.
Fred's in charge of that department.
Yes.
The discard department.
Well, for those that would like to find out more about the mattresses, maybe they're in the market for a new mattress. Give us again the location and the website.
Well, so we're just north of North Fulton. We're on incoming, right on the side of 400.
Wait, how do you get on the show?
Well,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I live in North Fulton.
Mike's freaking out now.
One of his customers is sitting right here who's in North Fulton, right?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah.
That's okay.
The comedy.
Well, the Pink Panthers at Flax Flooring on 400, we're a half a mile past them on the right. We're at freds-beds.com. Facebook is at Fred's Beds Coming. So we got ways to find us, and hopefully you will.
Great. Mike, thank you, sir, for coming in. Great to meet you, and continued success with your company as well.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Mike Fairtech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Fairtech offers a 100% guarantee on all Fairtech products, so you know we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit Fairtech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Fairtech. Great people, remarkable service.
Absolutely. All right, John, thank you very much. Well, I kind of not sure, you know, I think Larry and Mike, they're like, what's this host here with these stupid jokes and everything trying to be funny? Let's not be funny anymore. So let's
talk food, right?
Let's bring in Herb and Nick from Roswell Infinity. We won't be funny anymore.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding. We'll get to them in a second. But we do have some great food. Tom from choicestoyou.com here in North Fulton had delivered from Abbott's Bar and Grill. So much food for us and the guests. It is incredible. I've already had a couple of the beer battered hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. With a capital A.
Absolutely. And I had the blackened fish, which was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Abbott's Bar and Grill. And I know there's a location somewhere here. I'm going to try to find that location
for you.
Medlock Bridge Road.
But here's the good news. If you go to choicestoyou.com, you don't have to remember that. See, they bring it to you wherever you are.
Ah,
isn't that nice?
Well said, Grasshopper. Yes.
Don't you like that?
Yes. You go to Choices to You. They got all these restaurants there, including Abbott's Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're tired of the pizza, the same old pizza every time, you don't feel like leaving the house, you can get food from your favorite place. And I'll tell you what, I highly recommend Abbott's Bar and Grill. Choices to You. They got those insulated bags, so the food comes to you fresh.
Fresh and hot. As opposed to that cold pizza, right? So they've got a great variety. Tom does a great job. He's assembled a great lineup of restaurants. So, and when my wife and I don't agree on where we want to order food, we can go to choicestoyou.com and he'll take care of us, right?
Yep. And a big thanks to Ryan, one of the managing partners there. So please go over to Abbott's Bar and Grill and say hello to Ryan. And we are going to be spending some lunchtime over there sometime soon.
We're going to be over there very soon because this food is terrific.
Yep. So thanks to Abbott's Bar and Grill here on Medlock Bridge Road in Alpharetta. And thanks to choicestoyou.com for the delivery. All right, Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta. Anybody who watches or listens to this show, they know Roswell Infinity. That is the studio sponsor. And Herb and Nick are here from Roswell Infinity. We've had Nick on before, and Nick, you're sales manager, correct? Okay, and Herb, service
director.
Director, what does a service director do? Is that talking about servicing a car, or is there more to it than that?
It's about servicing a car and about taking care of our customers the right way.
Okay, so what's going on with Roswell Infinity this week? Wait a minute. Okay, now
my mic's off.
It's on now. Sorry about that.
I got cut out. No, we actually just came off a record month, and we're getting
congratulations.
Everything. Oh, thank you.
Very good.
I need an applause
on both sides, service and sales. So, we're gearing up for 2017 and getting everything going, and we're excited.
Why is that? Why are you guys on a record pace right now? Why are people coming to Roswell Infinity and buying your cars?
Well, they're buying cars. They're also servicing cars. 10 months ago, we had a major management improvement. And Casey Frames is our general manager, and we've got a great sales staff, a great service staff. Our technicians are top notch. I think we have 7 master techs there now. We have an express department that can't be beat. We can service most anything, your minor maintenance, in an hour or less.
Is it just Subaru Infinities?
Yes, it is.
So, okay. So Roswell Infinity, just Infinity. So if I have another car, probably not best to go there.
Probably not. If you had a if you had a Nissan and an Infinity, we could service both of those.
Okay. Because I know the family, you talk about people, the family, you guys have Subaru dealerships, Infinity dealerships, and, so many.
And Mercedes-Benz.
And Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm. So, I need one of those.
Yeah. So Herb, talk about how you make the service experience a great experience for your customers.
Well, it starts, and I realized a number of years ago, and this is my 34th year in the business, and I realized that we're actually in the people business dealing with cars. And that really changed the whole aspect of what we do. And I've been able to instill that on the people that we work with. And we're there to take care of people. They just happen to be bringing their cars in for service, repairs, things like that. But it starts with the people. It starts with a very friendly greeting, empowering our employees to say yes.
You know, I think the incentive that a lot of people think they have is to go outside the dealership because they think they're saving money or whatever motivation they have for that. But what are some of the differentiation points that you can put forward as to why they need to come to Roswell Infinity to get their car serviced?
Oh, and we do get the occasional customer that comes in. They've spent so much money at other facilities trying to get their car fixed. They finally come to us because no one else can figure it out. Their explanation is, I've spent all this money, now what? We find out what's going on with their vehicle, and we let them know how much money they could have saved, actually, if they'd come to us first. In the meanwhile, they're driving our brand new Infinity loaner cars while we're working on their car. The amenities that we offer, the level of technicians that we provide for their vehicles is unmatched.
So in other words, those savings that they think they're getting sometimes outside the dealership don't really exist.
No, they really don't.
You talked about it's a people business, really. I mean, you're selling cars, but it's, the people have so much to do with it. And Nick, you're kind of on the front line. You've hired a lot of these people and so forth. So I love that. Yes. I think that's what makes a difference too about Roswell Infinity. The because I don't know if people are so... some people are like, you know, they're Ford guys. Like, I gotta only have a Ford. I think a lot of people, you know what? It doesn't matter whether they get an Infiniti or some other make or model. I think it does come down to the people. If they like you, they're gonna buy from you.
That's absolutely correct. And you know, Herb made a good point that we're in the people business, servicing cars. And I think to add on to that, it comes with the culture, you know, and being a family owned store and having a family owned background and making the culture, a family-owned culture. So when clients walk in, they feel like they're part of the family and not necessarily in a car dealership. And, you know, that's the kind of service that we expect from all of our employees. And that's the kind that we want them to expect from us when they come in and bring their car in.
And Herb, talk about the experience and the certifications of the folks that are working on our cars.
Okay. Like I said, we have, I think, 6 master technicians working in the main shop. We actually have a master technician as the lead tech in our express department. So we have 9 express technicians working under a master tech doing your minor maintenance. It's something that we came up with back in March, and it has it's made a big difference in what our customers can see. It's made a big difference in the quality of what you get. You can go anywhere and get an oil change. We offer a difference to that where you've got a Infinity Master Technician that's overseeing that operation taking place.
We've been talking about family-owned businesses. Here's another family-owned business, right? I think people have a perception that dealerships are part of some big corporate operation these days, and a lot of them are, but Roswell Infinity is part of a family-owned business. So talk about that and how that infuses the way you deal with your customers.
Well, it is a family-owned business. Me coming to work at Roswell Infinity actually created my 3rd generation working for the Ellises. John Ellis is the owner, but I worked for his father, I've worked for him, and now I work for his daughter also, and that's a big deal for me. Being a family-owned business, there are things that we make decisions on in a family matter. We sit down and have meetings with the owner and with the general managers and make good business decisions that also affect the families in a positive way, whether it's the employees' families or our customers' families.
That's great stuff. So, and Mike mentioned, Mike had a Freudian slip, mentioned Subaru, and we, you know, that's part of the family
over at,
Gwinnett Subaru. So, in our sister station over in Gwinnett, so.
Yep, absolutely. And talk about the Infinity car. Let's talk about the cars now that you sell. I mean, what makes an Infinity pop out? What makes it so much different from some other cars? And why do people that are Infinity owners, what seems to attract them to the vehicle?
Well, the nice thing about Infinity is they give you a level of luxury along with a level of sport feel. You know, if you drive an Infinity compared to a Lexus, and I've owned both, you're going to notice that the Infinity is going to handle a little bit more sharply. You're going to be able to drive it a little harder. You're going to be able to push it a little further. You know, it's also going to give you that feel like you're in a sports car without having to buy a sports car, you know, and that's one advantage. The technology in Infiniti, I know they were one of the first to come out with the Smart Key. Their navigation system was one of the first to be non-DVD based. You know, there's a lot of different things that we've done as a company through Infiniti because of the things that they've developed, you know, and they've got some cars that are coming in the future that will be exciting as well.
And I think it's, again, we want to mention note of it, and you mentioned it during the live read. Roswell Infiniti is one of the original Infiniti dealerships in the country. Right. So, I mean, you guys know those cars backwards and forwards.
Right. And to add in the question you asked him about, you asked Herb about why would you bring a car to Infiniti versus another technic, you know, place working on cars. These guys that work in the store look at these cars every day. You know, these are the cars that they look at every day. They're trained to see all the little nooks, all the little cranks, every single possible thing. And even before I got in the car business, when I bought a car, I serviced that car at that dealership. You know, I used to work in a Nissan store, and I had a diesel truck that I bought from a Dodge store. I took it to Dodge, you know, because those techs know that truck. You know, I'm not, it's easier to pay a little bit more. I'm not saying it is a little bit more, but in your mind, if you think it's a little bit more, it's actually not, because you're saving yourself a headache later on knowing that these techs are master technicians and they know what they're doing.
Yeah. It just seems to make common sense. And I love to hear that you guys are coming off a record month and the sales have been up. I mean, that's awesome. I think one of the big keys to that, to be honest with you, is you guys are more involved in the community than you ever have been before. You've hosted Alpharetta Business Association meetings there. You're involved with Business Radio X. I mean, you're getting more grassroots. You're getting more involved in the community, which I think is a great mantra.
Absolutely. You know, we, like I said, being a family-owned store, we strive to appeal to the family culture. You know, we donated over $4,000 to the Children's Miracle Network this year. That was a huge deal for us out of Atlanta. We had a Toys for Tots drive, which was very successful. You know, we do everything that we possibly can to put our name out there, but also serve as a community. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Great. Herb, Nick, any last parting words for Roswell Infiniti of North Atlanta? Anything else you want to get in before we give the website and your location?
If you haven't been to our store, come by and visit us. See us in sales, see us in service. If you own a shop out there and you want to buy some wholesale parts from us, we can take care of you there too.
Yep, just some good people. Go ahead and give the website. And go ahead and give your location for sure.
RoswellInfinity.com. And the location is 11405 Alpharetta Highway.
Great. Herb and Nick from Roswell Infiniti of North Atlanta. As always, thanks for coming by. And hopefully we'll see you guys in the next month or so as well.
Thank you. We appreciate you having us.
You did it again, John.
We did it. We always have good folks here, Mike.
So. We do. And another all-star show. And we appreciate all of our guests, Herb and Nick from Roswell Infiniti of North Atlanta, Larry Howard from Digital First Social Media, and Mike Becker from Fred's Beds Mattress Clearance. Why don't we do this again next Tuesday as well?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Every Tuesday. Remember, you can listen to this show anytime, 24/7, by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. We also have our social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. It's at North Fulton BRX.
Hopefully Larry would approve.
Yes, I think he does. He's shaking his head. So I think
I
think we're in good shape. Yeah. So check us out all over social media as well. Want to thank Trey and Emmett for all their help as well behind the scenes. For John Ray, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.